domain name systems are a pretty, well, it's a pervasive aspect of the internet and therefore complex, and its security and particularly its resiliency, its ability to function, you know, under stress, whether that stress be an accident or a malicious attack, you know, involves more than just the technical transactions are authenticated. So I think it is important for your listeners to understand that, you know, even with DNSSEC implementation, the domain name system and the internet will not be fully secured, that people will continue to try to misbehave. One of the ways that that has occurred and continues to occur is through the use of these botnets trying to conduct disruptive, you know, overwhelming systems with traffic. So DNSSEC does not stop, you know, denial of service attacks. Within the domain name system, there have been attacks historically dating back to a wave of attacks in 2002 and a similar set of attacks that recurred in 2007. And the operators of the domain name system have put considerable effort both into increasing the bandwidth of the servers that do this and developing a wholly new technique we call anycasting to spread out, you know, the load that they're subjected to in the case of a denial of service attack, again, to make sure that the domain name system remains as widely usable in the face of disruptive sort of activities. So I wanted to highlight that as a community-wide, you know, domain name system activity that should provide more confidence in the resilience of the DNS, and again, that there's more beyond DNSSEC that the community is focused on in trying to provide a secure system.